All right, ladies and gentlemen, what we're going to do here today is I'm going to ask the homeowners to take positions at their homes.
About 24 people are here at the Delray Beach Marina Historic District for a little walking tour. The houses along the Intracoastal Waterway represent a mix of different styles, with stately two-story colonial revivals interspersed among the quaint bungalows. But very little mention is made of history or architecture. Instead, the homeowners tell the tour group about the havoc that periodic flooding is wreaking on their properties.
We've lost washers and dryers. I've had to clean out the gas hot water heater every year because the water floods in.
Just one day earlier, ocean water sloshing over the dock or gushing up through storm drains made some streets along the tour path nearly impassable. The massive flooding wasn't caused by a tropical storm or other rain event, but by one of the highest tides of the year, nicknamed King Tide. And Charles Dortch says the tour was scheduled to coincide with it.
Visuals are everything. The water will actually help us to tell the story.
Dortch is vice president of the Historic District's Homeowners Association. And the story the King Tide flooding is laying out so starkly is how sea level rise will one day transform this neighborhood.
We can ignore it, and then we're going to see this increasingly get worse over the years, or we can acknowledge it's happening.
A king tide occurs several times a year when the moon and sun align with the earth. Such tides last for several days and are anywhere between a few inches and several feet higher than normal. During this king tide, many of South Florida's coastal communities were swamped. Miami Beach pedestrians were forced to wade through nearly knee-deep seawater in some sections. In Fort Lauderdale, water crept up to the very steps of the Stranahan House along the New River.
You get sort of a glimpse into the future of what coastal flooding will start to look like as the sea level rise issue becomes more prominent.
Dr. Anna Pushkin-Shevlin is an urban planning consultant based in Delray Beach. She says King Tide flooding serves as a wake-up call for coastal communities.
We saw the waters come up and cover the streets and flood the lawns, and this only happened for an hour or two during the high tide. But eventually, this will become a norm.
In recent years, state lawmakers have taken steps to help local governments plan and pay for the impacts of sea level rise. In 2011, the Florida legislature passed a law allowing counties to identify so-called adaptation action areas, vulnerable places that would get first priority for funding. But for now, the homeowners in Delray's Marina Historic District are pretty much on their own when it comes to upgrading their properties to withstand the onslaught of the rising waters. Charles Dortch says he hopes his neighbors can get some help with that.
Mother Nature is not going to stop just because we say stop, you cannot pass. And we have to try to put into play things that will make it easier for us to live here while this is happening, at least sometime into the future.
Thank you. That concludes our tour. If you have some questions, we have some experts here. That
reporting from Delray Beach, I'm Christine DiMattei.
Yeah, go ahead.
We've been talking about, you know, kind of things that could be done locally.